we go to Iceland. That's right. We're going to go the cheap way. It won't cost you a lot of money. I'm all about that, right? And Derek Poultris is here, general manager of Flyover Chicago, and now Flyover Iceland at Navy Pier. You just go to Navy Pier. You don't need a flight, Derek. That's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to get to Iceland.
That's right. You know, the thing about Iceland, I understand, is that getting there really, relatively speaking, isn't all that expensive. It's when you get there, because everything costs so much more, probably just simply because it's an island and they have to get things there. But you tell me.
Well, I will say I was just there recently and I had a fantastic time. We have a location over there in Reykjavik and they just launched our Chicago film. And I can't say that I experience higher than normal prices, but I will say the quality, because so many things are made there, which is fantastic.
Hmm. Okay. So tell me about Flyover Iceland. I've done Flyover Chicago. Flyover Iceland just opened at Navy Pier. So I assume you use drones and such to get a view of this gorgeous island that you otherwise, even if you live in Iceland, you're going to see things that you wouldn't otherwise see?
That's right. Much like the Chicago feature, you get to see Iceland in a completely different viewpoint. And this was filmed all by helicopter because it's such vast landscapes in Iceland. And this is just one feature of many in our catalog of flyover films. And this Iceland one, the epic landscapes of the fjords and the glaciers, it's just truly remarkable. It's a completely different feeling than our Chicago feature.
Were you in that helicopter?
I wish I was in that helicopter. Imagine that, going down waterfalls and over mountaintops. Oh, I can't even imagine how exhilarating that would be.
Either exhilarating or, for me, probably scary. But that's a whole that's a whole other thing. But you're not in the helicopter, obviously, at Navy Pier when you're watching this thing. So do you see wildlife? Because Iceland has some great wildlife. However, no penguins. That's a misconception. Penguins are only in the southern hemisphere, actually, except one species that sometimes kind of strolls over around the equator. And believe it or not, there are a couple of penguin species that live in equatorial warm waters. But now I stray off the topic. Tell me about what we see as far as wildlife in Iceland.
So much like our Chicago feature, the legendary Iceland is broken into three acts. And the first two acts start to build the story of Iceland. And in particular, our first act, you do get exposure to a little bit of wildlife. You may see a puffin or two here and there. But then we even go further and start to get into the lore of trolls and their history and their story within Iceland. And the trolls are really the ones who set up for that epic ride at the end.
The trolls. So explain this to me, because I know what people have those in their backyard, don't they? They stick them in their backyard. What are trolls exactly, and how does that relate to the history of Iceland?
So Iceland has a rich, rich history of Vikings and trolls, and a lot of that is lore and myth, but it's really rooted, quite rooted in their culture, and it's something that's really celebrated. So there is a troll in our pre-show, in our pre-show section, that talks to you about the history and the resilience of Iceland and the people and the unrelenting wilderness that they have there. It's really a fantastic story.
What is the most surprising thing about Iceland that you learned?
Oh, my gosh. I would say just how active the entire ecosystem is. I mean, you could be standing in one place and look at a beautiful glacier with stunning waterfalls, and then if you turn 180 degrees around, you're looking at an active volcano. I mean, it really is. It's an epic landscape that I've never have experienced before in my entire life. So just how diverse that ecosystem is really the most surprising thing to me.
Do we go into the hot springs that are there that people, I guess, travel for, because you jump into the water and you're suddenly 50 years younger?
Right, you will experience some hot springs, that's for sure, because they're all over the place.
But you don't need a bathing suit, and you won't get wet, right?
You don't need a bathing suit, but because of the many different types of senses on the ride, you may get a little spritz here and there.
Well, that's the amazing thing about it, and I almost hate to explain what we're talking about if you've never experienced it. I mean, you really feel like you're in that helicopter in this case, because I did fly over Chicago, and you really feel like you're there wherever they place you. At one moment, it's one place. At another moment, it's another place. And I imagine it's a great way to see the country, but you can do that at Navy Pier. Tell me more about how to get tickets.
That's right. So you can get tickets at experienceflyover.com/Chicago. And you can either purchase your Believe Chicago or Legendary Iceland tickets there. And for a bundled discount, just visit our box office at Navy Pier.
Perfect. All right. Now, I imagine a good thing to do if you're planning to go to Iceland, before you go to Iceland, it's kind of a preview. Or instead of going to Iceland, just do this. It's a lot less money. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.